Wisconsin is one of a handful of states where every vote counts, literally. That was true in the last presidential election, which Al Gore won by 0.2%, and it is true this year as the two campaigns engage in hand-to-hand combat over every single vote. President Bush and John Kerry have appeared on street corners and in backyards all over the state. Thousands of volunteers from both sides are going door to door in hopes of finding and convincing the elusive undecided voter. During this convention week, we visit Wisconsin, and nowhere is the contest more heated than in one ward in the Milwaukee suburb of West Allis. In the last presidential election, Ward 15 split right down the middle. 444 votes each for Al Gore and George W. Bush.
Oh, I think she's home.
Yeah. Hi, we're not soliciting. I'm Marilyn Cruchel. I'm a volunteer for President Bush. Is Margaret here?
She don't live here anymore.
She doesn't live here anymore. Okay, thank you so much.
Marilyn Cruchel is among the 30,000 volunteers the Republican Party has deployed to knock on doors and man phone banks across the state. The Democrats are matching that large number of volunteers with the help of interest groups. Around the corner from where Marilyn Cruchel is hunting votes, Dana Spindler walks down 96th Street. She's with an environmental organization that endorsed John Kerry.
Hi.
Hi. I'm Dana. I'm volunteering at the League of Conservation Voters. We're out today talking to people about the presidential election.
Uh-huh.
If the election were held today, who would you vote for?
Bush.
Bush? Okay. And what issues are most important to you?
I think for me right now, I'm just starting with the job taxes.
The homes on 96th Street are made of solid brick or wood. Some are freshly painted and landscaped. Others seem to sag under the weight of layoffs and misfortune. They all share backyards. There are a few fences here. But these otherwise friendly neighbors don't share a political worldview.
We're out today talking to people about the presidential election. Have you decided who you're going to vote for?
I'm thinking about Kerry.
Okay. And are you decided on Kerry or just leaning?
I'm leaning towards Kerry.
The man representing West Allis in the state assembly is a Democrat, Tony Staskunas. He says up until 20 years ago, most everyone around here, or someone in their family, worked for a single employer, the city's namesake, Allis Chalmers, tractor maker for the world. It was a Democratic union stronghold. Then Allis Chalmers shut down, a service industry took hold, and a lot of Democrats turned into Reagan Democrats. Tony Staskunas says the typical West Allis resident could respond to either party.
We go to work. Everybody has jobs or wants to work here. They have a strong connection to their neighborhood, a person who probably goes to church. They believe in America. So you've got a patriotic person with some moral conscience, but you've also got a person who works very hard for their living and has some worries along the economic lines as well.
And it seems that Bush and Kerry supporters are scattered randomly throughout the neighborhood. Charles Wolbert talked to us through his screen door. He says he opposes abortion, and in 2000 he voted for George W. Bush. That was before his ex-wife and some friends got laid off their jobs and before the war in Iraq. This year, he's switching his vote to John Kerry.
Yeah, I want to get Kerry in. You know, I started out didn't liking the guy, you know. I didn't even like the way he looked at first, but they seem to look better after you start hearing more of their policies, you know. Another reason I'm not voting for Bush. He's a warmonger. Since he's been in office, I liked him at first, and all of a sudden, we're still in Iraq. What's going on, you know? Helping him build it, and billions of dollars sent over there. What the heck?
Marilyn Cruchel, again, is the volunteer with the Bush-Cheney campaign. If you came to her door here in West Allis, she would tell you that until 3 years ago, she was an independent. She would say that her husband is retired from the Navy, and that he was offended by John Kerry's anti-Vietnam activism. She'd say taxes are too high and the government is too big.
I'm 66 years old, and most of my life, the Democrats have run the country, and we are in no better shape than we were 50, 60 years ago. So I just feel like it's time to let the Republicans have a chance to do it. And if they don't do it, I don't know where I'm going to go from there.
People like Marilyn Cruchel give Republicans hope that they can win Wisconsin for the first time since Ronald Reagan won in 1984. Rick Graber chairs the state Republican Party. He says 4 years ago, the party left votes on the table.
We lost by 5,708 votes. So one vote in each ward across the state would have made the difference. I think we became too dependent on TV ads and radio ads and not enough on good old-fashioned grassroots politics. And we've made remarkable progress in that over the last 4 years. This will be the most comprehensive grassroots effort that this state has ever seen this fall.
Do you consider yourself pro-life, pro-choice, or somewhere in between? Are you worried about Democrats proposing to raise taxes as the economy is growing?
This is the phone bank at the Bush-Cheney campaign office in West Allis. You can hear a different political pitch, but the same level of energy, at the Carrie Edwards campaign office in downtown Milwaukee.
Which of the following issues do you consider to be most important to you? Health care, jobs in the economy, taxes, homeland security, or some other subject?
The chair of the state Democratic Party is here tonight, Linda Honnold. She's going after the same slice of voters that Republican Rick Graber wants, that small group of people who are undecided. Fewer, both parties say, than ever before.
We've got about 10% of the voters of Wisconsin that haven't made up their mind yet. Since we've been getting political advertisements since immediately after the primary, they're not going to make up their minds based on ads that they see on TV. It's going to be conversations with their neighbors and their friends.
Both campaigns have drawn up lists of voters that they deem neither Democratic nor Republican. Canvassers use these lists to hone in on voters they hope to swing their way, like Joel Anacleto on 96th Street, Ward 15.
I went to school down the block, played in that park, down the street there.
Joel Anacleto is one of the precious few who are genuinely undecided.
I've seen a lot of the ads that they keep repeating, all this negative stuff, right? About each candidate. So I am paying attention, but I don't know, no one's captured me yet.
So that is the challenge for both campaigns, capturing the imagination of Joel Anacleto. His vote, multiplied times thousands of voting precincts across the state, could decide how Wisconsin goes, which could in turn decide who gets elected. Later this week, we visit two farm families along Wisconsin's Mississippi River border. Photos and more stories about the campaign in Wisconsin are at npr.org.